Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and my new co-host joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison. Good morning, Pastor Harrison.
Hey, Andy. Great to be here. I feel very comfortable because I have the face for radio. I know it.
Good to have you in studio this morning. You brought some guests with you this morning. Tell us about your guests.
I did. I've got two pastors from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, friends of mine, Pastor Klinkenberg and also Pastor Jeff Schrank. So they're here with us today. And why don't you tell us what you've been up to lately, Tim?
Well, good morning. Thank you, President Harrison. It's good to be together. I've just kind of blew into St. Louis yesterday and do some work at Concordia Seminary today. I think we've been getting after in our congregation is school and getting school up and cooking and working a little bit in our community to see how we can help support another Lutheran church, Missouri Synod congregation just south of us in Santa Ana, come alongside of them and encourage their pastor and their people. It's been a joyful fall.
That's fantastic. Now, St. John's Orange is quite a significant congregation. Tell us about it.
St. John's is 135 years old. Actually, our sanctuary is 100 years old. And it's been a large congregation since 1924. I was told that all I had to do was throw coal in the engine and it would take care of itself. And I've just tried my best to get out of the way, President Harrison.
Well, that's why you're a good-sized man, obviously very strong.
Well, thank you for noticing. I appreciate it.
And we have Pastor Schrank with us. Jeff, tell us about your congregation, what you're up to these days.
I have the privilege of being the pastor at Christ Church Lutheran in Phoenix, Arizona, a congregation in the city. And so we have it's a unique area where a mile north are folks who have lots of resources, a mile south are folks who have very few resources. A large size school of 550 students, and we are reaching out. We're the classic kind of city church that has a suburban draw as well. Great people.
Fantastic. Now, how did you come to be able to manage those kind of large churches over time? What were the things, were there mentors mm-hmm. involved? What really brought you to where you're at now?
Who says we're actually managing them?
Are you really?
That's a gracious thing for you, Dr. Harrison, suggesting that we actually are good managers. It's our wives. We have married well.
Amen.
Without our wives, we would be nothing.
Oh, absolutely. For us, it's a matter of surrounding yourself with people smarter and stronger than yourself, and that's a rich pool to pull from in our church. So our lay leadership in our congregation is dynamic. They're strong. They're affirming and encouraging on the one hand and challenging and stretching on the other. And I think the tension of that leads us towards good decision-making to bring the gospel to people.
That is so true. I just remember all these great lay people I had and do have currently on our boards and had in the church who made such good decisions, and they mentored me on finances and all kinds of other things. And when I let them do the decision-making for their areas of expertise, it was really a great blessing. By the way, I remember what Will Rogers said about any man who says he's the head of his household. You better watch that man because he'll lie to you again. Jeff, why don't you tell us about the best practices conference that you've had for several years? Very significant.
I appreciate the opportunity. Some years ago, the congregation has decided to give a gift to the church, and this is our fourth year in 2015. And we have had, first year we had 470, second year we had 880, and the last year we had 1,200 people coming. Kind of for those of you who have been around a long time, the Great Commission Convocation is the manner in which it kind of fits. We have probably now 150 people signed up for various sessions to be able to encourage the church in various areas. And it's in the last 3 days of February this next year. You're all welcome to come. When it's freezing here in St. Louis, please feel free to come to Phoenix. Phoenix in February. Say that again 3 times fast and you will feel really good.
The other word, Pastor Schrank, you didn't put in there was free.
Free, that's correct.
It was free.
It is free. That is accurate. So that we intend to encourage the church. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you guys for what you do and who you are and your passion for the gospel of Christ. And please bring our well wishes and every blessing to your congregations. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank President you. Harrison.
Now we'll hand it back to the professionals.
you did a great job. You should come in and do the segment
really?
Every week.
Well, there are a few people in the church who would like to see me have a different job.
Thanks, Pastor Harrison. Right. It was good to talk with you this morning. Thanks, gentlemen, for being here. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got morning prayer right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.